We own a tall ship in the Whitsundays called Providence, and we had Providence on Magnetic Island for a number of years, and we saw firsthand the destruction of the reef around that island from the dredging in the port of Townsville. So we moved south, only to find out a great announcement that Australia's largest coal mine was being proposed and the world's largest coal terminal was going to be built 19 kilometres away from the coral. There's not enough tourism operators speaking out about this. We've got 69,000 people working in tourism in Queensland. I personally talked to Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier of Queensland, about the fact that the Adani mine at that stage was proposed 1,400 jobs. It doesn't even bear comparison, not to mention what she's doing to the reef. Adani is infiltrating communities with propaganda. I was in Townsville recently and they had Adani signs right up in the main centre of town. You all know about the airport runway that's being proposed up there and paid for. I'm a ratepayer in Townsville. I door-knocked Adani's headquarters in Gujarat with the Australian Conservation Foundation and Australian Marine Conservation as well. And we actually fronted up to Adani and said, what are you doing? We presented a petition with the Chapel Brothers and basically said it is not on. They don't provide jobs. We visited Hazira, we visited Mundra. We saw satellite images of how they changed the coastline, a lighthouse 3.7 kilometres inland. They did all this without permission. They're very good at networking. I'm actually writing a book called Following the Dirty Footsteps of Adani, because I followed what they've actually done, and the template of what they've rolled out in India is what we are looking forward to here, not. What they do is they promise jobs. They had migrant workers coming in to build the coal-fired power plant. After these people had actually been employed, they were moved on. The villagers, they took over their land. But the worst of it is India's first marine sanctuary. That's where they built their power plant. So they've done all this before. They're very good at promising what they're going to do for Indigenous people, particularly. I saw that firsthand and spoke to those people in India who are mystified why we're saying we're going to give coal to the impoverished Indians. This is what our politicians are trying to pretend. They're exporting a whole lot of this coal. This is only about money for Adani. So I'd like to say I've been twice on lobbying trips to Canberra, and this is the third time, and I do feel a change in the air. I'm at the final writing stages of the book, and I would say, wake up Bill Shorten. So don't ever vote for a political party that's committed to destroying the environment and supporting coal mining. We are the world's largest exporter of coal. I mean, how do you explain this to our international tourists who come right across the world to see the marvels of the Great Barrier Reef? We already have some bleaching the Whitsundays. So when are we going to wake up? The time is now.